Nothing in the new technology that I've seen is novel in any really new sense of the word. Every new technology brings new varieties of language, new phenomena, new changes in vocabulary and grammar, in orthography, punctuation, spelling, and so on. When printing came along, you got the newspapers and all of this. When the telephone came along, you get new styles of interaction. When the BBC came along, broadcasting generally, you got things like sports commentary you never had before. You know, now the internet comes along and we're getting a whole new range of styles, from the web, through chat rooms, through social networking sites like Facebook, to text messaging, tweeting, the lot. And each one is introducing a new opportunity for self-expression, really. And the technology is shaping the expression. If you've got 160 characters, then you've got to text in using that limitation. If you've got 140 characters in Twitter, then you've got to text, send messages using that limitation. What's interesting is that people are developing new styles to suit the limitations or the opportunities of the technology without actually radically changing the language in any fundamental way. I mean, what new grammatical constructions have come into English as a result of the internet? You know, nothing really. A few new words, certainly, a few new punctuation marks and things like that, but you know, no big deal. But certainly introducing changes at a greater rate than ever before. Because imagine it, once upon a time, if you and I wanted to introduce a new word into the English language. So we cook one up now and think, I want you, the rest of the world, to use this word. I mean, how on earth would we get that to happen? It would be very, very difficult. And it usually took a generation or so for a word to move around. Today, we've only got to put it onto Facebook. And if people like it, it'll be a million uses by tomorrow. And a lot of people will start using it in other circumstances, and it could get into the language by next week, as it were. So we've never encountered anything like that before. And it is the speed of change which one has to anticipate and again, manage. You know, you have to be aware that this is happening so that you can cope with it.